It's Tuesday, May 23rd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Police are investigating what may have been a terrorist event at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. At least 20 are reported dead and hundreds injured. Ariana Grande is a popular singer known for her advocacy of homosexuality and, quote, liberated sexual exploration, unquote. At the fall of the Tower of Siloam, Jesus asked, "Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Luke 13:2-3. An Indian pastor named John Mueller and his wife returned home from a shopping trip in India 3 weeks ago to find their church building and home burnt to the ground. Pastor Mueller told the Morning Star News, quote, "We lost everything. My wife is 26 weeks pregnant. We are expecting our first child. We are homeless. A kind believer is letting us rest in his home during nights for now," unquote. The pastor suspects radical Hindus are responsible for the attack. Daniel Harris of International Christian Concern links these attacks to the recent ascendance of the BJP political party there in India, which advocates Hindu nationalism.
So that's really why you're seeing, timing-wise, these attacks have also increased. The Hindu radicals know that the BJP is likely to win the national election again, so they feel kind of more that they can have a free hand out in the country.
During President Donald Trump's visit to the residence of Israeli President Reuven Rivlin in Jerusalem yesterday, the president stressed that Israel and America shared a, quote, common cause, unquote, when it comes to the threats posed by Iran.
On my first trip overseas, I've come to this ancient land to reaffirm the enduring friendship between the United States and the State of Israel. And it will always be enduring. And that's number one to me. We are not only longtime friends, we are great allies and partners. We stand together always. This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never, ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists and militias, and it must cease immediately.
Death threats toward Republican leaders are picking up, according to an extensive report from The Hill. Town hall meetings with congressional representatives are degrading into protests and shouting matches, and some Republicans are calling for increased security at their events. The sharply polarized environment seems to elicit more anger and retaliation from those on the left. Parents, beware! A One News Now investigative report has identified pro-homosexual material included in a popular homeschooling resource called Khan Academy, spelled K-H-A-N. For example, the homosexual agenda is embedded in a grammar lesson of all things. Actor James Woods slammed Planned Parenthood's president Cecile Richards for her, quote, "Nothing says I love you," unquote, like supporting Planned Parenthood tweet on Mother's Day. Woods tweeted back saying, quote, "Hard to say I love you, Mom, from a medical waste dumpster," unquote, and then hashtagged DefundPP. The New York Times featured an article over the weekend pitting pro-lifers against a Christian school that took a stand against premarital fornication. The school removed a young woman from the school council and prevented her from walking with the graduates upon discovering that she was pregnant outside of wedlock. Students for Life president Kristen Hawkins argued, though, that the young woman had, quote, made the courageous decision to choose life, and she definitely should not be shamed, unquote. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The Texas House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday requiring children in public schools to use the bathroom aligning with their biological gender. That is, boys who wish to be girls cannot use the girls' restroom. One sheriff who feared God in Virginia is in trouble with the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU. He put decals inscribed with Matthew 5:9 on his department vehicles back in March to remind the country of Jesus' words, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And now the decals are coming off to prevent a lawsuit on the part of the God-haters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law on Sunday that would protect pastors from having to hand their sermon notes over to state officials. The governor issued this statement upon signing the bill. Quote, "Efforts to erode religious liberty are a threat to all liberty, and our religious leaders must be absolutely secure in the knowledge that religious freedom is beyond the reach of government." Unquote. Bravo, Governor Abbott. Bloomberg reports that the federal government is paying $38 to collect $1 of unpaid student loans. Total college debt in America has now topped $1.4 trillion. That's almost a 300% increase over 10 years ago. Delinquency rates are running over 11%. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.